FAM Radio Network.
An intimate relationship between you and a baby makes a baby feel that they're personally important to you and personally precious and delicious to you. No video and no TV and no CD can make a baby feel that. Only you can make a baby feel that way. All of these tones as you sing and these words and your beautiful voice and your parentese cause cascades of electrical and chemical responses to go all the way through the baby's brain. And by singing the song all the way to the end and repeating it again, you're helping them alert and really becoming able to have a longer attention span, which is something every parent wants to have.
Welcome to Music and Learning. I am Marianne Harmon. Welcome, Dr. Honig. You're a strong voice in early childhood, and I'm pleased to have you as a guest on BAM Radio. Let's get started with the question parents always ask when inquiring about music activities for their little ones. When do babies start benefiting from being sung to?
Well, lullabies have been sung for tens of thousands of years by people to get babies to go to sleep. So every culture in the whole world has lullabies for the tiniest little babies. So if you can sing to a little baby from day one rhythmically, softly, and droning, any kind of melody that's a lullaby-type melody, doesn't matter what the words say, they will love that lullaby from day one.
And besides lullabies?
One of the things that we know is that babies love music with hypnotic repetitions of words. It gets them very interested if you repeat the phrases of a song over and over and over. The difference between a CD and your voice is that you can sing the same song over and over and over, and you can personalize the song. So, for example, if you have to take care of a baby who doesn't know you very well, if I sang, Mare is getting up from her nap. Mare's going to get up soon and feel better. From that sing-song melody, you probably just still your voice and not cry anymore, just to listen to hear your name. So this is an important thing for a caregiver to use. Two different tones and using the baby's name over and over in order to help soothe them if they're in a situation where they're not comfortable.
The media inundates everyone with information about videos and music that they claim will make babies smarter. Could you tell us what you have found?
An intimate relationship between you and a baby makes a baby feel that they're personally important to you and personally precious and delicious to you. No video and no TV and no CD can make a baby feel that. Only you can make a baby feel that way. And singing has a deep emotional healing power. Even with a toddler, remember babies are from 0 to 36 months. Very often they might want something. And you can sing a wish melody for them. You wish you could stay up and run around longer. You wish maybe you could have 10 ice creams before supper. And we can do songs that help a baby get calmer when they have separation anxieties from their parents. And also you teach humor. You know, when you're brushing teeth with toddlers, you can do giggly things like, this is the way, should we brush our ears? And they will giggle because, of course, we don't brush our ears. And a lot of people don't understand that with music, you can actually teach humor to little ones. And another thing, songs with babies using their name and using what we call motherese, even if you're a male, your voice goes up one octave and you speak very slowly and you draw out your vowels in a long vowel pronunciation. Who's a pretty baby? Well, you might not think that's music, but it is to a baby's ears.
In one of your published articles for young children, you advise two notes can go a long way. Tell us why this is an important statement for many of the parents who feel uncomfortable with their own singing voices.
No baby expects you to be a metropolitan opera star, but they will just so love if you do the soothing songs, the lullaby songs, and if you come from another culture, as so many Americans do, sing a song your parents might have sung to you in Croatia or in France or whatever other country. There are beautiful melodies for lullabies, and maybe you heard some, and you think, oh, this is America, but your child will just love the songs of your people if you sing the lullabies to them in that song. So don't worry if you're a parent, whether you're on pitch or a little flat or a little sharp. The babies won't care. They'll just know you're singing for them and with them. And if you're rocking them to sleep while you sing in a low voice, they will just feel how soothing and reassuring and cozy and secure they feel with your singing.
And those two tones that you mentioned, I think they said that they found that even birds do that. The la la.
You can hear two tones all the time if you go on a playground. Even if kids are being naughty with one another, they go la 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 la. They use two tones, so a higher one and a lower one. And also, if you're doing songs that are long songs with toddlers, try to do songs that have little couplets so that one rhyming word starts the next rhyme, like, hush, little baby, don't say a word. Papa's gonna buy you a mockingbird. Because every one of those couplets starts with another rhyme, and babies really love to listen to rhymes. And that one can go on and on and on and can really be very soothing if you're rubbing the back of a little one who's having trouble falling into sleep. That might help some people to get their babies or their little children even to settle down. And also when you use a long folk song, like the fox went out on a chilly night and he prayed for the moon to give him light, they just listen and listen if they're toddlers because it's a story. So some of the old folk songs are wonderful stories as you're singing for children.
So being silly and singing and the facial expressions, the different tones are all benefiting the brain and the baby's personality as well.
All of these tones as you sing and these words and your beautiful voice and your parentese cause cascades of electrical and chemical responses to go all the way through the baby's brain. And by singing the song all the way to the end and repeating it again, you're helping them alert and really becoming able to have a longer attention span, which is something every parent wants to have. And by doing the motor things like wiggling each toe for this little piggy goes to market. And so they will just feel that they're so precious, they're so important in an intimate interaction with them.
And in today's economy, it's really nice to point out that none of this costs anything.
Well, what it costs is focusing on the fact that you may be a dual career family or a single career, single parent, but that you can do this singing during your daily routines. You can make up anything you want for a baby or a young child to make dinner time or lunchtime a pleasurable experience. There is something about music that helps a baby's rhythm. For example, at 8 months, I used to overturn my little Haitian drum and sing, Mary had a little lamb whose fleece was white as snow. It's rhythmic. It hardly even needs the two notes, Mara. But you know what? All those babies could bounce their tush by 8 months beautifully to the rhythms of an old nursery rhyme. So even if you're just chanting because you're still so worried about singing, chants with rhythms can do the same thing to give pleasure and motoric joy to your children. And they will love listening and alerting and having persistence to keep up with you by bouncing as you sing the chant.
Now that people have heard your interview, how can they get started using music with babies? If you had to tell them what was the most important suggestion you could give them, what would that suggestion be?
Stroke that tummy after you've changed the diaper. Stroke that tummy, stroke that hair, stroke both cheeks and say, who has a delicious little baby? Who's feeling all clean and fresh? And rub nosies with your child and just chant to them about what we call self-talk, what I've just done as a parent, changed your diaper, what you're just feeling as a baby, all comfortable and clean. And you've got your hands on the baby's body so that your music, your chant, whatever words you use to express your love and delight in this new creature that's come into your life the last year or two or even three, then the baby is really getting a very important message. I'm lovable. I'm important. I'm delicious to someone. I can grow up and be a giving person because I'm being given this wonderful musical creative experience with beautiful touch alongside the words and the melody. And I think the best thing to do is just start during your daily activities. Whatever you do, talk about it because it gives you something to talk about and chant about with your little one instead of doing everything so silently. Because sometimes people who have a job of their own and a career think it's so important, but nothing's more important than building a secure attachment between your little one and yourself. And that's done in the first year of life.
I think that the information you gave today, to use one of your adjectives that I loved so much, was deliciously helpful. We truly appreciate you. You've been listening to Music and Learning with Marianne Harmon. Thanks for listening.
This program is produced by Jack Street Media as part of the Affiliate Nanocasting Network. Thanks for listening.